The Financial Symphony. Helping you compose a more harmonious financial plan and getting your portfolio in tune. So sit back while we strike up the band. The Financial Symphony starts now.
Hello and welcome to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here along with Dan Neverna, your financial consultant with Creative Financial Partners. Dan Neverna is the guy who can help you put together a plan for your retirement to make sure that you can live through all your hopes and dreams. And for retirement, everybody has a different scenario. Whatever it is that you've been wanting to do during your retirement years, Dan Neverna can help you get there and accomplish that and not have to lie awake at night wondering if you're going to outlive your money. The way to get in touch with Dan is by calling 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Wherever you are in the Toledo area, doesn't matter, 800-373-9715. Dan, good to be back with you today. I'm looking forward to the show.
Good being here.
I know that, financial planning for someone's retirement, it's so much more than just investments. There may be some people out there in radio land who think that all you do is pick stocks all day and make investments, and that's not the case at all. There's a lot more to retirement planning than just picking investments. Is your advisor helping you navigate all of these areas that I'm going to name here and Dan's going to talk about? First of all, Social Security. That's a major concern. And you need someone to help you get through it.
Yeah, that's a really big one. We actually have a calculator that helps guide us not only the year that we should take Social Security, but the month. And I'll tell you, that's been a crucial part of really when we do our money map process and making sure that we're taking our income streams at the appropriate times. Because every year that you wait, you potentially get a pay raise in that Social Security. So handling the spousal options is another one. So sometimes you'll have a widow or a widower, and that can be a factor. And also how they can work together and making sure that your benefit is going to be the maximum that you can draw. So you're also going to factor in a little bit of longevity. I mean, frankly, I've got a grandfather that's 93, and he's still plugging away and doing well and driving around. So I would say that's something I want to factor into my plan. Another element is Social Security, and you can draw Social Security and be earning an income, but depending upon your age, you want to be careful how much money you're earning. So sometimes there's some tax planning that you want to be making sure shows up on the radar when you're factoring these things in.
Another thing to consider is pensions, and you definitely, if you have a pension, you certainly need to optimize all your opportunities, and Dan Neverna can help you with that too.
Yeah, the pension options, and we work with a ton. Probably the biggest group that we work with are the union folks around Toledo, and there sure are plenty of them. And we are always looking at lump sum buyout options, spousal options. I mean, we have option one where the client might be able to get, $3,000 or $4,000 a month. But if something happens, their spouse gets nothing. So we're looking at all those survivor benefits. We're looking at when the numbers make sense, and we're always looking to make sure that the spouses are covered and that everybody is in a situation where they have options if anything should happen.
We're talking about more than just investments. That is retirement planning. It's not just about making investments. There's another thing to consider as well, and that is rental properties. I'm sure you have a lot of clients who have rental properties, Dan, and how do you advise them on that situation, whether to keep them, whether to get rid of them, or what do you tell them to do? I guess you have to judge it on a case-by-case basis.
It's absolutely case-by-case. We have tons of clients that have these, and I'll tell you, one of the interesting things is that they think it's really surprising that I think it's a great idea that they have them. And the thing that I love about rental properties for people is that they control them. So if you have a person that knows their way around this business, they can be consistent and predictable and do really, really well. It's the people that are amateurs that try to do it that get in trouble. The other thing that we see happen a lot is somebody that maybe has done the real estate thing for the last 20 or 30 or sometimes 40, maybe 50 years. And now they're getting to a point where they just don't really want to have to chase the money around, or they don't want to have to deal with fixing things or getting that call late at night. And so they get a kind of a philosophy change. And so we're oftentimes there to help kind of make sure we're looking at the taxes, make sure we're managing the debt and looking at those tax implications, because oftentimes they've deducted, you know, so much of this income, and they found a way to kind of push off that timing of when they're going to pay the taxes and square up. So we have some tax planning strategies that we use for those situations.
Thanks for joining us on the Financial Symphony today. You're listening to the wit and wisdom of Dan DiVerna. And if you'd like to get in touch and to arrange a visit, then here's your number to call, 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Dan would be glad to sit down and talk with you. And as Dan has said so many times, it's not just him. He's got an outstanding team of wonderful folks who specialize in different areas and can help you in so many ways when you're planning for your retirement. 800-373-9715, again, is your number to call. Dan, when it comes to retirement planning, there are lots of home-related issues to consider as well, starting with basically where you live. And, you know, are you going to stay there? Are you going to relocate? What are you going to do?
Well, this is one of the topics that comes up almost every time somebody retires. They're thinking about, boy, is Toledo, Ohio, where I want to remain retired? And oftentimes it is, and oftentimes it's not. And oftentimes they have a house that's much bigger than they now need. So that's a consideration of downsizing. Yet another is, I really like spending time in Florida during the winter. I mean, Toledo is a lovely place to live, but when you're talking January and February, if you have other options, you might think of exploring those. So we have a lot of clients that are looking at the idea of living in Florida. And then once they think about living in Florida, and it's not just Florida, but once they think about that, they also want to think about taxes, because Florida has a very friendly tax situation. So it's not that we're accountants, but we can help connect you with accountants, and we can help give you some guidance in some specific areas. So one of the other things related to those home-related issues is reverse mortgages and equity lines. And so those are things that we're familiar with in helping walk people through those systems and those decisions.
Dan, the next item on the list here is one that people don't even like to think about, much less talk about, and that is an inevitability. I mean, we're all going to have some kind of health issues as we get older, so there are lots of questions concerning your health care.
Yeah. Nobody has a crystal ball. We don't know exactly what's going to happen, but we do know, Ron, that if it's you and I, and one of the two of us is going to go into a long-term care facility or need that kind of help, I'm thinking it's you and you're thinking it's me.
Exactly.
And that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
But the truth is that it's now over half of people that are going to need that kind of help in retirement at some point. So the healthcare risk, the costs of the insurances and the Medicare, and then making those decisions like the supplements and the Part A and Part B and all those things, those moving parts. And we actually have a guy in our office, Chad, who does that all day, every day. So it's great to have that resource that we can kind of have somebody that we trust to walk through those situations with our clients.
Well, one more I wanted to mention here, Dan, and that is a very basic one, lifestyle. You know, what do you want to do when you're retired?
Yeah, this is something that you should be thinking about now. If you're thinking about retirement, you want to know what retirement looks like. Are you in that boat where you want to sell everything and you want to jump in to a RV and travel all around? Or are you in a situation where you just really want to relax and stay here and your whole family's here? So you want to sit on the back porch and smoke cigars? I mean, those are two very different retirements. And if you and your spouse haven't talked about that, you should probably start talking about it and start thinking about it. You want to make sure you're moving and doing something. And many times we've seen people move from something that they don't love doing to something they really love doing. Maybe they're not making as much money doing it, but they really enjoy it. So just like me, when I get up to go to work, it's not like work. You know, I'm very passionate about it. I love it. I'm excited to come in and have the opportunity to help people. So it's not really like what you would call a normal job for many people. And if you're in a situation where any of these things that we're talking about, you'd like to have somebody kind of walk you through this process. If something kind of tickled your fancy, if you will, and you'd like to hear me in person and sit down just for a few minutes, what I'd love for you to do right now is pick up the phone and call. Or go to our website. It's danDeVerna.com, and we would love to hear from you. And if you call and you leave us a message and give us a way to reach you, I'll reach out to you early in the week, and we'll set up a time where we can just have a very casual conversation about the one or two things that you're kind of feeling like need to be answered for you. So whether it's a second opinion or you'd like to go through the full money map process so that we can walk you through and build a rock solid retirement plan, we would love to do that with you.
800-373-9715 can get you there. That is 800-373-9715. As Dan just mentioned, there's no pressure. It's not going to be any kind of a salesmanship issue, nothing like that. Very comfortable, casual conversation. Just call the number, leave your contact information, and at the beginning of the week, they will get back with you, and you can set a time to come in and have a talk face-to-face with Dan DeVerna. I think you'll like hanging out with him for a little bit. 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. Dan DeVerna at Creative Financial Partners. You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz, and we'll have more coming up.
It's time for another Musical Connection, where we blend the worlds of music and finance together. Here's friend of the show, financial advisor, and musician Mark Lloyd with Ron Stutz.
It's time for another Musical Connection. So, Mark, let's talk about Johnny Cash today.
Yeah, the man in black.
Hello.
I told you my story about Johnny Cash, didn't I?
I believe you did, but refresh my memory, please.
Yeah, when I was recording some songs in Nashville, my brother was in Studio B, mm-hmm. and Studio A was vacant, and I was outside in the parking lot throwing a football with my nephew,
yeah.
and here comes a black Cadillac. And getting out of the car was Johnny Cash and his wife, June Carter Cash.
Oh my goodness.
They were heading over to Studio A. Mm-hmm. And I threw the football at my nephew, and I guess I was so, you know, excited to see him that I overthrew my nephew, and the ball went towards Johnny. And he picked the football up, and he goes, "Here you go, boys." And he threw it back. That's my claim to fame, meeting Johnny Cash.
You didn't hit him.
I almost knocked him out with a football.
You didn't hit him with it, did you?
No, but it was close.
I bet for a split second there, you were really scared.
I was nervous.
Well, that's a great Johnny Cash story, but, you know, we're talking about Johnny Cash. I mean, I've always loved the guy. His given name was simply J.R. His parents couldn't agree on a name, only initials, so they called him J.R. He had to adopt John R. Cash when he joined the Air Force because the military would not accept initials as a given name. You know, military can be kind of strict about certain things. It wasn't until they signed with Sun Records, Sam Phillips, and got started with that, and that was a year after he got discharged from the Air Force, that he changed his name to Johnny. So then he began saying, "Hello, I'm Johnny Cash." So my question to you, Mark, and you're so good at doing this, what in the world can we learn, financially speaking, from the story of Johnny Cash?
I love that question, because you don't want to be fooled by the name that's given to a particular financial tool or financial strategy. There are many things in the financial world that might be given different names to make them sound more appealing. Let me give you an example. I love this example.
Okay.
In the investment world, you hear of high-yield bonds. Ooh, that makes me think a lot of interest is coming my way. High yield, that's what I want. I want high yield. And you know what you get?
What's that? High risk?
Junk bonds.
Oh,
it's junk. Now, which investment company on the planet is going to sell something called junk bonds? You know, they're not going to be able to sell it called junk bonds, but that's what you're buying. You're buying bonds that are less than stellar and have higher risk of going belly up, and that's the reason why the interest rate is higher. So you have to be careful and kind of, you know, weed yourself through the mud here to make sure that you know exactly what you're buying. And unfortunately, another name for bonds in general is called fixed income. And fixed income sounds pretty good. It's something that's fixed, it's stationary, it should be safe. No, 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 contraire, Ron, contraire. Fixed income can lose money too. Depends on what it's invested in. And unfortunately in the investment world, there's a lot of different names and nicknames and things like that that are out there that just don't add up. You know, I'll give you another one. When you think of the word annuity, mm-hmm. ooh, that's a bad word, right? Annuity, the A word. Ooh, no one likes the A word. But there are good annuities out here in the marketplace. You know, I talk about my folks all the time, you know, of having pensions, right?
Right.
That's an annuity. They're getting a regular monthly check every month, and it's an annuity payment. And the way those pension checks work is that when you die, maybe your spouse gets half of a check, gets 50% of that check, but it's an annuity payment. And then we talk about a variable annuity, which I'm not a big fan of, because most of them have a lot of high fees inside. But there are other kinds of annuities called hybrid annuities that do make sense. Some of them have no internal fees, and the compensation gets paid to the advisor, and it doesn't come out of your pocket. For those of you who hate fees, paying fees, sometimes that's a good solution to be able to have a good, you know, good a protected principal product that when the market goes up, your balance goes up. When the market goes down, it locks in the balance and it protects you. There are some good programs that are out here that the names just don't match up and you don't might not understand it. So what's the bottom line? Before you go investing and you invest and you hear a name of an investment or an investment tool, go get advice and talk with somebody that you trust. And I can tell you that here, all of our financial maestros, we can weed through this for you. And we can tell you the good and the bad and tell you the advantages and disadvantages. But you do have to take action. You do have to make a phone call. So, Ron, share with the folks how they can get in touch with us.
Just pick up the phone and call 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. You can get a complimentary review of your financial plan. Just call now to take advantage. 800-373-9715.
It's time for the greatest hits here on the Financial Symphony.
We're back now with more of the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz along with Dan DiVerna, and Dan's number is 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Call that number and get on the calendar, come into Perrysburg and have a conversation with Dan about your situation. 800-373-9715. This is the portion of the show we call Dan DiVerna's Greatest Hits. We could actually do an entire program on this because Dan has so many greatest hits. Dan, tell us about a time when you really had to think hard to come up with a solution for someone because they had a problem that needed solving that didn't really have an obvious answer.
Yeah, we had a team meeting. So anybody that works with me knows it's not just me. Like, I've got an amazing group of people from advisors to staff that work with me and support me. And we spent some time talking about that this week. You know, sometimes I get asked the question, why are you so passionate about what you do? And one of my coaches, and I've got a couple, said, Dan, you should really share that, not just with the audience on the radio, but you should share that with your staff. I mean, you get to participate in victories that they don't necessarily get to behind the scenes sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so this particular story was told this week. It's with one of my clients who's been with me for now, we're approaching 10 years. And when I met her, I'd actually known her casually before that, but when we came into contact regarding business stuff, it was because her husband had passed away. And it's one of those situations we're all familiar with it. He passed away way too young. He was in charge of everything, all of the writing of bills, all the retirement plans, all the things that they did day to day regarding money he was in charge of.
Wow.
And frankly, he left her in a bit of a pickle. He did not have some of the plans finished that he had started. And so it left her in a bit of a bind. And so we had to come together and kind of build a plan and strategize. And it was several meetings. And it was, I mean, frankly, until just recently, we weren't out of the woods all the way. but she came up with a list of some things she could do because she was a homemaker. And we built a plan that would get us to that age where she could draw Social Security as a widow, which was a little younger. And then she actually was doing some jobs and things that she didn't hate. So we had her work a little bit longer than what the initial plan was, but as many plans that we kind of modify it as we go. But I can tell you, and I shared this with my staff this week, this was one of my biggest success stories. I mean, we made all the tough decisions, and obviously she contributed a great deal, but these were tough decisions and hard ways to go, and we helped somebody that really, really needed our help. And when I think back to reasons that I love my job, I think about this, and one of the things that people many times say is, well, I might not have enough money to work with you, Dan. And I tell you, it's one of the reasons we've never officially set limits. You know, my family as a whole, we are not wealthy people. Like the DeVernas and the Vogelpohls and all of these people, we're just normal people trying to get through, you know. So when your car breaks down, you've got a guy for that. When you need help with investments and estate planning and life insurance guidance and things like that, I'm your money guy. I'm the guy for that. So I'm thankful to be in those positions, and I'm extremely thankful to be able to have kind of some greatest hits where I can say, boy, I really did contribute in helping this person's life to be a lot better.
Well, Dan, your passion certainly shines through on the radio show, and certainly it sounds like it does with all of the folks that you work with. And so if you want Dan DeVerna to be your guy, call him at 800-373-9715. Get on the calendar, 800-373-9715. Come into Creative Financial Partners and talk with Dan DeVerna about your situation. You're listening to the Financial Symphony. We have more on today's show coming up.
It can take a composer weeks, months, or even years to put together their magnum opus. That's because they take the time to find just the right notes, chords, and melodies. And while a great financial plan won't take years to put together, you should take the same pride and attention to make sure it's the perfect plan for you.
In Northwestern Ohio, call Dan DeVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
The Financial Symphony is reaching its crescendo. Your local financial maestro is coming up next.
Welcome back to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here along with Dan DeVerna, who is on this show each and every week talking about retirement planning and helping you jump over the hurdles that you need to clear to get ready for retirement. And if you're in that situation, if you're thinking about retiring soon, or perhaps you're already there, maybe you have a financial advisor already and you just need a second opinion, maybe you don't have any kind of a plan at all, well, then call Dan DeVerna, 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. You can come in, have a conversation, go through the money map process, and you can do all that with no cost at all, no obligation. You're not hiring Dan as your financial advisor by calling this number, so go ahead, 800-373-9715. You know, Dan, there's so many people out there who want to retire early. And based on your experience and all the years you've been doing this, when somebody says to you they want to retire early, just how early do they usually mean?
Well, I've seen people saying they want to retire at 50, and I've seen people successfully retire with me in their early 50s. Mm-hmm. But most people are thinking a little bit before Social Security. So generally, I'm talking about somebody that wants to retire with a target age of maybe 58. And I see this happen a lot with the union guys. They have this magical number. It's a combination of their age and how many years they've worked in their system, and that number together has to be 90. So oftentimes we will see those numbers match up, and then we will crunch the numbers. Now, there's big things you have to consider, like income streams. Obviously, at 58 years old, you've got some hamstrings, if you will. Like, we can't access our traditional 401ks and IRAs until 59 and a half. We also can't draw on Social Security until at least age 62. So these are definitely things that we're thinking about, things that we're contemplating. and we're building out that money map process, when we're building out that true financial plan, we want to make sure we're factoring those things in.
Dan DiVerna on the Financial Symphony. Dan, I know you talk to a lot of people. When somebody says they plan to retire early, is it usually a realistic plan for them, or is it just pie in the sky?
I see it almost split down the middle. I've got some people that really should work a lot longer, and they are thinking, boy, I should be just fine, but they're making a lot more money than what they're going to make in retirement, so they're really going to restrict their lifestyle. I also have people that say all the time, boy, I just feel like I need to work a lot longer. And then we do the math, and so many times the numbers are there and everything will work out perfectly. And so we are absolutely positively able to have them retire, to walk them through that process. So I see it both ways. And I tell you, it's not the most fun having to tell somebody that they need to work a little bit longer, but the conversation has shifted now with people living longer. We're now telling them, hey, why don't you find something you really like doing? And then it's not like work. And so that's been a great conversation, and it's really opened up a lot of people's eyes to kind of a second stage of life. It's not like you're closing the door when you retire. There's so many new doors that are opening.
Can be the most fun and stress-free time in your entire life, and you may get good news you weren't expecting. Dan might tell you, hey, you can retire right now if you like. You never can tell, but come in for a visit. 800-373-9715. Find out. 800-373-9715. You can also go to dandiverna.com to find out more about this guy that you hear on the radio every week on the Financial Symphony. We're talking about early retirement. So many people want to retire early. When people do retire early, Dan, do they usually stay out of the workforce altogether?
It depends. A lot of people that have been movers and shakers and active and working really hard, they think the idea of just relaxing sounds great. And then about 1 month, 2 months into it, they'll go, geez, I think I'm kind of done with all the things I felt like I needed to do and the things I wanted to do. Right. And so they end up back in the workforce on some level. Sometimes they're looking to challenge themselves. Sometimes they're looking just to help other people. Sometimes they're just plain bored. And so they're looking for something that can give them a little bit of purpose and a little bit of meaning to their life. And so that's a fun thing to watch. I mean, I'll tell you, the clients that seem the absolute happiest to me are the people that are kind of in that place where they've retired, or maybe they're semi-retired, and it gives them the flexibility to do what they want to do. They're old enough to know what that looks like, and they are young enough to still be healthy enough to go do this stuff and enjoy it.
Yeah, that's great. Dan, you've mentioned some of these already, but what are some of the specific challenges of retiring early?
Yeah, access to money is a big one. So a lot of, in the United States, most of the assets that people accumulate are retirement assets. So they give you some restrictions on most of those plans. Another thing is this health insurance. I mean, the cost of health insurance, where you're going to buy it, how you're getting it, and what you're paying for it, it is a huge one. I've got more clients that are working really more or less just for the health care than you would even imagine. And you know, that's just kind of part of what we're dealing with right now in our country.
Yeah, and these days there are a lot of question marks exactly where that's going to go. How can somebody really know? I mean, really be completely sure if early retirement is going to work for them?
Well, I can't think of any way better than to sit down with a financial advisor and go through the process. And our process is called the Money Map process, where we take into effect every single thing in your financial junk drawer. So whether it's retirement assets, pensions, Social Security, potential inheritances, potentials for things you're going to have to spend money on in retirement, you know, looking at where you're going to live, the house you live in now, all of the assets, all of the liabilities, crunching all the numbers and walking through all those scenarios, because they're all very important. You want to factor in inflation. You want to show a conservative rate of return on assets. So many times we have people that have worked with a financial advisor their entire life, or for years and years, a stockbroker, or they had money in their 401ks, and they end up coming to us because this is a different stage. The distribution stage and this heavy planning stage is not every person that manages money their cup of tea. And so people come in and they bring their financial junk drawer, and sometimes they kind of empty it on our desk, and we bring the team out and we comb through everything. And if you want that type of plan, you should call us, or you should find somebody that's willing to do that type of plan for you, because that's really the best way to get something like that done. So if there's any of these things that would make sense for you to have, whether it's a second opinion or you've worked with somebody that's done a good job in helping you accumulate, but now you think you're moving into another phase, please pick up the phone and give us a call. It's the hardest part of this process. And people often say, boy, if I knew it was going to be this good or this easy, I would have done this a long time ago. Don't wait any longer.
Call Dan DiVerna, 800-373-9715. That is your Financial Symphony number. Leave your contact information, and a member of Dan's outstanding team at Creative Financial Partners will get back with you. And Dan DiVerna can help you. I promise you're going to find out a lot more information that you didn't know when you come in for a visit just one time. It's a casual conversation, 800-373-9715. And there is no charge for that initial visit, no obligation, certainly. Come in, and you can educate yourself on some things, and certainly I think you're going to enjoy getting to know Dan DiVerna. 800-373-9715 is the number to call. If you live in Perrysburg or anywhere in northwestern Ohio, really, you can come into Dan's office in Perrysburg and have that conversation. You're listening to the Financial Symphony. My name is Ron Stutz. I have the pleasure of hanging out with Dan DiVerna for a while today on the Financial Symphony.
Much like the musicians fine-tuning the acoustics of their instruments or analyzing the acoustics of a room before a performance, your financial maestro fine-tuned your financial plan to adapt to the ever-changing financial world. Don't settle for an advisor who offers a sales pitch and calls it a plan. Make sure you hit all the right notes in your financial plan.
In northwestern Ohio, call Dan DiVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
It's time for a fireside chat as we get to know your local Financial Symphony maestro a bit better.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony with Dan DiVerna of Creative Financial Partners. I'm Ron Stutz, and this is our Getting to Know You segment of the show today. And Dan, I can't wait to ask you this question. I know you love food, and so I'm looking forward to your answer. Who is the best cook that you know?
Well, I'm going to tell you that it's one of my good friends, and we had him on the show a while back. His name is Tony Bilancini. Mm-hmm. I think I actually pronounced that right, and he owns Swig, mm-hmm. which anybody around Northwest Ohio, if you haven't been to Swig, what he did is he took this simple idea of a hot dog and he made it into this amazing feast of different hot dogs and sausages and all these different things. He took all these what I would consider typical bar food, and he just magnified it and blew it up. And he's been on the Food Network and those things, and he's just an amazing chef, and he's a good friend of mine. And because we're around each other a bit, sometimes I get to see him make some of his creations, and it's always astounding when somebody's like in their element and they're able to take two flavors or two things that you would never imagine would go well together.
Right.
And then they build it and it's like, wow, it just pops. You know, before I met him, I would have said my mother-in-law. Before my mother-in-law was my grandma, but she's no longer with us. But the active people in my life right now, Tony's the guy.
Boy, you make me hungry just talking about that.
I'm telling you. Like, I have little gift cards that I give out once in a while to that place, and I have never yet ever, not once, had somebody say, oh, geez, I didn't really like that place. Everybody says, oh, my gosh, I love that place. I can't wait to go back. And they've all ordered all these different things, and you never know what it is. So if you're hearing this and you're hungry too, think about lunch today at Swig in Perrysburg.
Wow, sounds fantastic. Hey, yeah, thanks for sharing that with us. And that is our Getting to Know You segment on today's edition of the Financial Symphony. We'll have more coming up.
It's time for another musical connection, where we blend the worlds of music and finance together. Here's friend of the show, financial advisor and musician Mark Lloyd with Ron Stutz.
This is the musical connection. Mark, let's talk about Johnny Cash, the Man in Black. And my question to you is, on one of his final albums. This was in the declining years of Johnny Cash's life. The Man Comes Around was the name of the album. And
oh, yes.
On that album, there was his rendition of the song called Hurt by Trent Reznor and Nine Inch Nails. When Inch Nails frontman Trent Reznor first heard about the cover, he was angry because he said he wrote the song from a deeply personal point of view. But then when he heard Johnny's version and saw the video for the very first time, he was so moved. He said he found the cover beautiful and meaningful. And I don't know about you, but every time I watch that video, even when I hear the song, but if I watch that video, by the time it's halfway through, I'll have tears running down my face.
But, absolutely. Yeah. You know, because we know Johnny Cash is a young, vibrant, you know, country star.
Right.
You know, an outlaw, even when he was with, you know, Willie and Waylon and Kris Kristofferson, you know.
Right.
The Highwaymen. I mean, you know, and then you turn around and see this video. I was trying to remember the name of the producer.
Yeah.
He's very popular. He's a bassist, and he wears a hat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, who produced that album?
I know exactly what you're talking about, but I can't think of his name.
I can't remember his name, but I'm telling you what, they did a phenomenal job on that song. That's not one of my favorite songs, but when I heard his rendition of it,
yeah,
you know, I agree. And what they did in that video with the piano, him there behind the piano, and then little pictures and glimpses of June Carter Cash in the background, it was a phenomenal video. The financial connection on this, though.
Okay, that's what I was waiting on.
Yeah, it's important to see the big picture before making any judgments about financial matters. You know, when Trent Reznor from Nine Inch Nails, he jumped to a conclusion, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not uncommon for someone to say in the financial world with our investments, like I said earlier, I don't like annuities, or I don't want to have any of my money at risk in the stock market. You know, then one may say, you know, see this as an objectionable concept in the context of an overall plan, and doesn't see how it fits in what they're trying to accomplish. It suddenly starts to make a lot more sense. What I'm trying to say, folks, is you've got to look at everything. You've got to be willing to be open-minded and take a look and look at the pros and cons of every kind of investment. I've said a million times on this show, a million times, risk is not our enemy. Risk is what grows the stock market. But folks, it's so important to know how much risk you're taking based on where you're at in your life. There's two criteria, folks. How much risk you're taking based on when you're going to retire and need the money. That's called your time horizon, or we call that being in the retirement, you know, or the retirement red zone, where we know that retirement is around the corner. Mm-hmm. We got to look at that. And the second thing we got to look at is, where's your comfort level? Can I just say that our folks are one of the things that we love to do when people come into our office for the first time is to just sit down and have a talk, have a chat, and we'll ask some general questions that anyone can answer. I don't care what, you don't have to have a finance degree to answer this. It's just talking about your feelings. How do you feel about when you hear news across, you know, across TV or radio that something bad is happening in the market? Does it make you feel uneasy? You know, and we talk about risk, and we talk about where your comfort zone is. Why do we ask all those questions and have that conversation? Because we want to make sure that we're not making a recommendation that ultimately you're going to be uncomfortable with. Now, we do have a criteria here that we have got to make sure that the money's going to last during your retirement. So if some form of risk or a little bit of risk is needed, we've got to share that with you. We got to show you why it's important to have that. But the bottom line is, whether it's talking about annuities or whether it's talking about risk in the stock market, you need to always have an open mind to hear about the advantages and disadvantages and why it might make sense or, in your case, might be the wrong thing to do. Because sometimes, Ron, we get that too. We have people that are so used to risk, they don't know how to turn into preservation mode. See, the closer you get to retirement, it is about preservation. But it's preservation with enough accumulation to beat inflation and always be thinking in the back of our mind we may have higher taxation. And in order to be able to accomplish that, we've got to grow the money, and we have to do it in a conservative to moderate way. But there are plenty of programs out here today that allow you, different models that allow you to have your cake and eat it too. You just have to learn about that. And that's easy to do. You can learn about how these all work by just picking up the phone and giving us a call and coming in. So Ron's going to tell you how you can connect with us.
Just pick up the phone and call 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. You can get a complimentary review of your financial plan. Just call now to take advantage. 800-373-9715.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony, striking the right chords in your financial plan.
Welcome back to the Financial Symphony. My name is Ryan Stutz, and I have the pleasure of doing this show with Dan DiVerna of Creative Financial Partners. Dan DiVerna is your financial consultant, and all you got to do to get in touch is call this number, 800-373-9715, 800-373-9715. Get on the calendar, come in and have a comfortable conversation, very casual atmosphere, and find out what you need to know about retiring. This show is all about planning for retirement, and that's a key word, plan. You need to have a plan, and Dan DiVerna can help you do that. The Financial Symphony is the name of our program, and one of the things we do on the Financial Symphony usually during the show is we have a segment called The Community Connection, and today Dan's special guest is Mike Simmons. So Dan, you and Mike, take it away.
Yeah, so I've known Mike for a long time, a lot longer almost than I would care to admit. We worked together, gosh, how long ago was that, actually?
Early 90s.
Early 90s. Now, I would even say maybe the late 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
We sold suits at the Richmond Brothers
yeah.
in the Woodville Mall. So anybody that knows how long the Woodville Mall has even been closed is probably going, geez, all of a sudden Dan's aging himself. But anyway, so I've known Mike forever. But Mike, why don't you tell us a little bit about you, what you're doing now, and how we can find you?
Well, I'm a mortgage loan originator for Hallmark Home Mortgage. We're located here on 6821 Salisbury Road in Maumee, Ohio. I've been doing mortgage loans for, this is my 18th year right now.
Wow.
So I started off in the broker world, went on to the bigger banks. And now I'm back into strictly a mortgage lender. So, purchase loans for people that are looking to purchase a house, refinance for those who want to refinance, get a lower rate, maybe, do some different financial strategies that you help them out with. And, that's pretty much it.
Awesome. So if somebody wanted right now, wanted to reach out to you, what's the best way? Is there a website or a phone number, or what would be the best way to reach out to you?
Yeah, whatever's usually convenient for the customer. I have a website that people go to quite often. It's www.mikeloansforhomes.com. And it has a lot of informative information in there. So also has mortgage calculators, way to get a hold of me. If you want, someone wanted to apply for a pre-approval, they could do it right online there. Mm-hmm. And you can also email me at msimmons@onehallmark.com or just reach out to me on the phone at 419-509-1827.
Awesome. So one of the things, and we've talked about it a little bit, every once in a while on the show it comes up, but I talk to clients all the time. In fact, this week I had a client that is looking to sell their house, and they're buying a house, but they needed money because the houses are going so fast, like in a hot market.
Absolutely.
Like this. Like, tell us how different that experience is for people looking to sell or looking to buy.
Yeah, right now, they'd like to say it's a seller's market because the fact that they can put their home up for sale. Right now, I have people waiting to purchase homes, and they're pre-approved buyers already. But when that home comes up, they got to act fast. And I would say at least 70 to 80% of the offers out there right now on homes are in multiple offer situations. And, you know, the inventory for the homes is a little lower than we'd like it to be, mm-hmm. but that's a product of everything being sold so quickly. And depending on the areas, I mean, there's homes that are sold within hours of being wow. listed on the market, and some within a few days. But, Yeah, it's a seller's market right now.
So in a seller's market, if you're someone looking to buy, I mean, would you say that, I mean, if they're getting two or three offers on their house at a comparable price, would that pre-approval, I mean, that's got to be a pretty big piece, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a big piece. And you have to be aware of the market when you are putting in the offer, because of the days where, well, I think I'm going to come in, you know, 10, 20 grand light and see what it, they might even not even consider it, might not even counter it because someone else is going to pay it. And it's a very big piece to have your pre-approval in place. And I like to give mine with, you know, a range of what you could qualify for. Not necessarily what you want to buy, but I can say up to this amount, because a lot of people will come in saying, well, we don't want to spend over this. But when they start looking at homes, they'll find that the houses that they really, really like may be a little bit higher than that amount that they originally came pre-approved in. So I like to give them a range and to let them know that this is an amount that they can qualify for, whether they want to be there or not.
Yeah. So I have a situation with a lot of my clients where they're saying, geez, I wasn't really planning to sell my house yet. I was going to downsize in a couple of years, but I might sell it now because, you know, I don't know if it's ever going to be this good again. I mean,
exactly.
That's
with being a seller's market, you can get that top dollar for your house, but it's also good for buyers too, Dan, because right now we're kind of in that lull with interest rates are still relatively low. And they're eventually going to be going up, and they've been down low so long. So even though you may be paying a little bit top dollar for the house, because of the rates are still attractive and still pretty low, you can get in at a good price and a good payment.
Yeah, I was going to ask, because that's the kind of the next question that was on my mind, because I've also had a few clients say, these houses are going for so much, I'm considering maybe I should just wait a while. Like, what do you say to that guy?
I think there's a risk in there, because what you may be waiting for the market to come down in price may be offset with the higher interest rates down the road. So, as I mentioned before, right now is a pretty good time, because since the rates are still relatively low, your payment's going to be there, even if you are paying a little bit higher price than what you expected.
Yeah. And let's be honest, just like I can't predict the stock market, none of us can predict anything. We've been saying interest rates were going to go up, and we expect them to, and President Trump is clearly not going to put the brakes on the stopping of the interest rates the way maybe it's happened a little bit in the past. So I fully expect them to go up, but we don't really have any control, nor do we have a crystal ball over what the housing prices are going to be. But we can see right now, I mean, in August, particularly like locally here in Perrysburg, in Sylvania, White House, Waterville, Oregon, I mean, these are areas that are just booming.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's tough to predict. You know, all the economic forecasts, as you well know, are saying that the rates are going to go up. They just, what the Fed just hiked the short-term interest rates up a little while ago. The economy's doing well, which is a good thing. But, you know, the mortgage market, the mortgage rates usually trend when the economy is doing a little bit better and interest rates start to go up. That's going to factor in the price of house that you're going to get.
Yeah. So you certainly have some success stories that happen throughout. Like maybe it's a situation where somebody didn't know that they'd be able to do what they did and get the house of their dreams or whatever it was. Would you care to share one of those really big wins that you have maybe with us?
Well, yeah. A lot of people want, obviously, if they're looking to sell their home and upgrade, a lot of people don't realize they can qualify even without selling their home before that first payment comes due on their new home. So let me explain. So I have a customer that wanted to sell their house, but they wanted to sell their home before they bought a new one. And they didn't want to start looking till after they sold their home. Well, after they close, they may have to be out of that house for a short term period of time. And then they go out looking for a home. So they're renting or whatever in the meantime. Well, in this day and age, you can sell your home, and let's say, for example, you sold it in July, and you found a new home to purchase in July. Well, the new payment on the new home wouldn't begin until September 1st. Hmm. So even if your home didn't close in July and it closed in August, you wouldn't risk two mortgage payments, I guess, is my point.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are not realizing that they have that ability. not everybody does, you know, depending on what your financial circumstances are and whether you can swing both payments. But some people don't realize, too, that they're a little more flexible in the debt-to-income ratios is what we use and what people can afford.
Do you have a typical, like, is there a certain amount of a mortgage that you typically do? Is it, like, no limits? It can go as low, it can go as high? Or what's typically what you're dealing with day-to-day?
I personally don't have a general amount that I'm working with. I work with first-time home buyers buying $50,000, $60,000 homes, and I work with the people that are buying $600,000, $800,000 homes. So there's really no specific that I deal with. Most of my business is referral-based. So depending on the individuals and the realtor partners that I have, financial partners that I work with, they refer me business. So I'm really all over the board.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Mike, thanks for joining us. If you could give everybody one more time, just if they wanted to reach out, maybe they heard something, or maybe this got them thinking, maybe we should list our house and we should start looking around. Like, and that pre-approval sounds pretty crucial. Like, could you give them a way to reach out to you again?
Yeah, absolutely. Feel free to reach me at my cell phone at 419-509-1827. But 24/7 is available through my website at www.mikeloansforhomes.com. That's MikeLoansForHomes.com. And there you can apply online, look at some other information that will be helpful in the pre-approval process, and hopefully can get you into a home.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, thanks, Mike. I appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you.
Excellent.
You've been listening to the Community Connection and Dan DeVerna's special guest, Mike Simmons. This is the Financial Symphony, and there's more coming up on today's show.
Your financial plan shouldn't be a one-hit wonder. Make sure it'll be considered part of the greatest hits by working with your local financial maestro.
Welcome back to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ryan Stutz along with Dan DeVerna, your financial consultant, and the number to call to reach Dan DeVerna. We appreciate your listening to the show, and you can glean all kinds of information from the radio show, but Dan can get specific when it comes to your specific individual situation. But first, you have to call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715. You can arrange a time to come in for a visit at Creative Financial Partners, speak with Dan DeVerna and his team, just a bunch of wonderful folks. They can help you get ready for retirement. That's what this radio show is all about, getting ready for retirement with a plan. And Dan DeVerna can help you put together a plan. The Financial Symphony number, one more time, 800-373-9715. You know, Dan, we have some really intelligent folks out there who listen to the show every week, and we have some great questions that come in on the request line. Jack from Oregon has a question. He says, we're retiring in 2 years, and we plan to sell our home and move to the beach, but home values here in our neighborhood are sky high right now, so I'm wondering if I should sell now and rent for a couple of years. Do you think it's a bad idea to rent at this stage of life?
That's actually a wonderful question, and one that we've had a discussion about just recently in our office. We have a client whose house or neighborhood, I should say, they are selling in 24 to 48 hours. Every house that goes up is selling lickety-split like that, and this exact question came up. They said, boy, we're really thinking about retiring in 3 years from now. But we could probably downsize now, and it wouldn't put us in a bad spot. We don't know exactly where we want to live. None of our kids live here in Toledo, so we're thinking about going somewhere else. What do you think we should do? And so what we've kind of are moving towards is throwing a sign in the front yard, seeing if they can get the price that they think they might be able to get on the high side, and then moving into a place that they can kind of settle into and be comfortable in, but have it be something that's much less expensive, much less sizable, and then we can just do something else with the money, and we don't have the stress of having to worry about selling the house when you feel like you have to sell the house. So this is actually a great idea, Jack. I think you should explore it and think about it. And I know that Oregon is an area where things are going really well, and there's an awful lot of houses that are going up for sale pretty quick. And I'll tell you that the condos are going even quicker over there. I've got a client that is just buying a condo, and they said, boy, we need to get some cash, a sizable amount of cash just to put down so that they know we're serious. So when that starts happening, Jack, I know the market's moving.
Well, Jack, that's a great question. Thanks for sending it in. And again, as Dan just said, he just dealt with this situation with someone else. And so certainly prepared to help you make the right decision on this. We'll give you the number again so you can get in touch in just a moment here. We have a question from Beth, who lives in Toledo. Beth says, I just paid my last tuition payment, so my kids are officially off the payroll. I hope she's right about that, but you never can tell. How much life insurance do I need at this point?
Well, first of all, congratulations, Beth. I hope it sticks. I mean, I have so many clients that, you know, think they're out of the woods on things like the tuition payments, but then all of a sudden they've got a new roommate moving in.
Yeah.
So anyways, congrats on that. As far as the life insurance goes, this is a very personal decision with people. It depends. Like, I have an immense amount of life insurance. In fact, it's suspicious if something happens to me. They're going to definitely look into it and make sure that my wife and my family everything's been done above board.
Really?
But I will tell you that's part of the way I look at things. And I really want to leave a legacy. And so for me, that's important. But I have found in my years in this business, there's really only two reasons that I see people buying life insurance. They either owe somebody or they love somebody. And that gives those loved ones flexibility and options if they need them. Or if somebody owes something, then obviously there can be a little bit of freedom in that as well.
Mm-hmm.
The third thing I'll mention, just more in passing, is we're selling, though, more and more life insurance with this hybrid version. And what that hybrid does is if something happens, it still works the same. If you have a bad day and you're no longer with us, it still works the same as traditional life insurance, and there's a tax-free death benefit. But if something happens and you need some kind of long-term care, whether it's at your home or in a facility, some of the death benefit can be used in advance to your death to help pay for those things. So we're using a lot of it in that way too. So I would look at your particular situation, Beth, and I would say, you know, we can make some decisions based upon that. But that's my shortest generic answer I can give you.
And that's a pretty good answer, I think, Dan. Good job. Randall is in Ottawa Hills, and Randall says, Dan, what do you see as the hot sectors right now?
Well, I would tell you, Randall, this is a question we get all the time. You know, what's the hot thing in the stock market, or, you know, should I be buying gold, or what should I be doing with these things? This is a question we get all the time, and I'll just tell you, there are some things going on with the basics of the economics that you have to pay attention to. Like, interest rates are in a unique situation. We've watched them go down for 30 years, and now they're poised to be moving up. I also would tell you, as if you didn't notice, it's a very different political landscape with President Trump than it was with President Obama. And so there's some natural things that are different, that feel different, and that respond differently in these different times. So if you'd like to get more, it's tough for me to give that kind of information as a very broad stroke, but I would love to sit down and have that talk with you. If you'd like to get a little bit more information, Randall, I would love for you to give us a call, shoot us an email, go to the website, find a way. We always find that the people that become our clients and they get introduced to us say, geez, this was a much more laid back process than what I thought. I mean, typically what happens is somebody calls in, and usually they have a friend or somebody that's already working with us from somewhere, and they end up calling in and they end up talking to us, and we just end up having a cup of coffee and sitting and talking and making sure that everything kind of feels right. And that's most of what the first meeting is about. And then we proceed and go through our money map process, which people find very rewarding, to be able to see that very thick, heavy plan that's needed, but also for the person that doesn't like to dig too deep, to have that one page kind of summary. And it's a very good experience for everybody. And the neat thing, which is unique, and we still don't charge for this. It's something that we've just decided that's not the way we're going to build our practice and the way we're going to build our business. And it gives people the flexibility of getting all the way to the end and still saying, yeah, maybe this isn't for me. So we like that. We think that's okay. And we also know that sometimes when people say no, it's not a forever no, it's just for now. So we would love to get in contact with you. And there's only one way that can happen, and that's through you.
You need to reach out right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. As Dan just said, it's going to be a very comfortable conversation. You're not going to feel uncomfortable at all. It's not an intimidating situation. It's really relaxed atmosphere. Dan DeVernon's a nice guy, and he has an outstanding team of nice folks as well. 800-373-9715. That's your number to call to get on the calendar and come in and have that conversation. You may become a client, then again, you may not, and that's cool too. 800-373-9715. Is your number to make it happen. I'm Ron Stutz along with Dan DeVerna, and this is the Financial Symphony.